the lunchtime edition. BSTU members seek a meeting with health officials about the COVID situation in relation to schools. The BUT, meantime, supports pressing ahead with face-to-face classes, but also wants to see stringent protocols. The DLP agrees with continuing face-to-face classes, but stresses the protocols will be key. But the opposition leader says government was too hasty in resuming face-to-face classes, and that was a mistake. And police investigating yet another in a recent spate of gun violence. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The Lunchtime Edition in association with CIBC First Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Now I know you can't see me, but I just sent birthday greetings to three Facebook friends, ordered an air fryer, and paid my ICBL insurance, and I'm still in bed. When you go to ICBL.com, you can renew your policies or buy a new one on a secure site from the comfort of your home. And the best part? Is not having to be in a long line in these times. So skip the lines and pay online with ICBL.com today. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC, First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC, First Caribbean. CIBC, First Caribbean.
First this, police are investigating the latest in a series of shootings. This one occurred last night at the Esso petrol station at Tweedside Road, St. Michael. Starcom Network News understands there was an altercation between two men and shots were fired at a man who was seated in a car. No one was injured and the perpetrator is still being sought. The attacker who stabbed several people in the St. Lawrence Dover Christ Church area earlier this week remains in hospital being treated. Meantime, two of his victims have been discharged from the QEH while one was still under assessment at the A&E and a fourth had been admitted to a ward. In another case, there is as yet no arrest in connection with a recent fatal shooting at the Pine St. Michael. The victim was on bail on a murder charge. In the face of at least one COVID case so far at the Princess Margaret Secondary School, with a potential two more being investigated, the membership of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union is requesting a meeting with health officials to raise a number of concerns. The BSTU president, Mary Ann Redmond, tells Starcom Network News that more than 270 of her members met online for well over 2 hours last evening to discuss the COVID situation in light of the resumption of face-to-face classes. Ms. Redmond was in the process of writing the Ministry of Health about the outcomes, which include a call for enhanced protocols at schools and that health officials meet with the teachers to hear their concerns directly.
We want to invite the COVID teams to visit the schools while they're actually in session. So again, they will have a more practical understanding of day-to-day realities in our schools, because the problem is that persons are proposing protocols that the students are not readily adhering to. There is a problem in the schools with getting children to remain physically distant, to wear their masks, and to stop congregating. There is a problem on public transportation. And once those problems exist, we have to, in the schools, attempt to mitigate risk as best we can.
The BSTU also wants the physical distancing requirements enhanced and is proposing a reduction in the number of students allowed in each school at any one time, with face-to-face classes limited to only those doing exams for the time being and the return of other students phased in.
And right now, the 3-foot distancing is not, will not be efficacious in that regard. So that is our focus, 6-foot distancing, and retaining only the examination classes within the schools to allow for that 6-foot distancing to occur and to allow the best possible safety and health for all persons who use the schools. We can continue with online instruction with the other classes until the exam classes go off and do their exams. And until the whole issue is clarified in relation to COVID infection in schools and we are able to more solidly plan how the other classes, the other groups, can be brought back into school in the safest possible manner.
The BSTU President, Mary Ann Redmond, in the Lunchtime Edition.
In association with the CIBC First Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Now I know you can't see me, but I just sent birthday greetings to 3 Facebook friends, ordered an air fryer, and paid my ICBL insurance, and I'm still in bed. When you go to ICBL.com, you can renew your policies or buy a new one on a secure site from the comfort of your home. And the best part is not having to be in a long line in these times. So skip the lines and pay online with ICBL.com today. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
The president of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Pedro Shepherd, believes there's a need to press ahead with face-to-face classes as the country as a whole will have to learn to live with COVID. He also thinks it's inevitable that there will be more COVID cases in schools. So there must be stringent protocols that are strictly enforced.
Managing it is going to be the critical thing because once we open back schools, we know that there are going to be cases. How widespread the cases are, we are not sure. We will only know that when these children come back to school because they're not testing children at the moment. So once they're back into school and teachers are able to pick up any signs or whatever, and some of them are asymptomatic as well. So we just have to be on our gears, fully educated, very, very vigilant, and try to see how best we can manage the process.
The BUT President, Pedro Shepherd. The Democratic Labour Party spokesman on health, Paul Gilson, supports the return to face-to-face classes, and he believes the key is to ensure adequate protocols are enforced and properly enforced as well. He says this is especially critical given the level of interaction that takes place on public transport and elsewhere.
The systems and processes must be set in place. One of my greatest concerns is that we have kids going back to school, but they're being packed into minibuses to come to school. And some things, it may not be the school. It may just be the fact that people are packing 15 and 20 people into one minibus, and they're going into each other's bubbles and compromising each other, and then they're going to the school. So the question is, we have to make sure that all along the continuum that the steps are being taken to ensure that these children are being protected.
The DLP spokesman on health, Paul Gibson. But the opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Atherley, believes it was a big mistake to resume face-to-face classes so soon.
My views, and I've expressed this before, I think government was a bit hasty in announcing the reopening date for schools in April. Then, of course, we had the ash situation, and they had to put that off. My view is that having had a shutdown of the economy for virtually a month, the numbers, obviously, would have naturally tended to trend low. I do not think that that provided, therefore, sufficient basis for government to take a decision to reopen schools at the time which they did. I thought they should have waited a little longer after the reopening of the country to some extent to see what the figures were suggesting in terms of the trends and the containment of the spread of this thing. I think they were a bit hasty.
The opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Atherley. Barbados is about to find out where it stands on the UK travel market list. Travel advisor Michael Amy tells Starcom Network News that the UK government is about to make an announcement in regards to that, in fact, just about any time now.
What they're doing is that they will be saying which countries people can travel to without having to quarantine when they return back to the UK. At the moment, they've got a traffic light system of green, amber and red. If you're deemed to be a green country, then you can come straight back from holiday and you go straight home and carry on life as normal. The only thing they would ask for is that you are tested.
And finally, the World Health Organization, WHO, has granted emergency approval for the COVID vaccine made by Chinese firm Sinopharm. It is the first vaccine developed in a non-Western country to get WHO back in. Our top stories coming right up. Members of the BSTU seeking a meeting with health officials about the COVID situation in schools. The BUT, meantime, supports pressing ahead with face-to-face classes, but also wants to see stringent protocols. The DLP agrees with continuing face-to-face classes, but stresses protocols will be key. The opposition leader, Bishop Atherley, says government was too hasty in resuming face-to-face classes. He says that was a mistake. And police investigating yet another in a recent spate of gun violence. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.